Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, the official day to celebrate romance and love. Novelist and regular day-to-day contributor Marcos McPeak Villatoro sent us this essay.
I am a hopeless believer in true love. Love at first sight, the perfect person in your life, and all the rest of it. On Valentine's Day, my wife Michelle and I celebrate the 22nd anniversary. Not of our wedding, no. Not even of our first date, but the anniversary of our first kiss. I was in seminary at the time, with 2 cold years of celibacy under my belt. Michelle was taking a liberation theology class from Professor Stafford. I suddenly became very interested in social justice issues and enrolled. I'd wait in the hallway until Michelle showed up and found her own seat before I took mine right next to her. After a while, I knew I was in love. I knew because I had all the symptoms of cholera, fever, palpitations, and nausea. This is no exaggeration. I was physically sick. Liberation theology was a night class. Afterwards, a few of us would hang out and talk about Stafford's teachings on revolutions in Central America. I could only focus on Michelle. She wasn't just beautiful, she was smart, too. And she spoke passionately about how the Sandinistas had shown that self-reliance was more than just a word. And in my treacherous bourgeois heart, I longed to hear her speak with such passion about me. After one class, I offered to walk her to her car because the parking lot was slippery with February ice. She obliged, but since she was from Iowa, we both knew she was far more adept at walking on ice than I. At the car, I couldn't stand it anymore. I said, "You're like no other woman I've met." "Oh," she said, and looked at me for what seemed an eternity. I saw the spark there, the glimmer of rapture incipient, but I couldn't be sure, because then she popped me on my shoulder like a football player and said, "Well, good luck on that exam next week." I was losing her. So I did what today I teach my daughters is an act of sexual harassment. I grabbed her by the waist. I said, "I'm sick. I can't think of anything, of any one person, but you." And I kissed her. She did not slap me. I don't know if the earth moved or the seminary building behind us quivered in disapproval, but we were both in love. Later, she told me how she had noticed my stealthy seating movements in the liberation theology class. "You were as subtle as, well, a brick," she reminds me. Soon after that car-side kiss, I left the seminary. 2 years later, we both graduated, and 5 days after that, we married. We moved far away, to Nicaragua, Guatemala. We joined our passions to those of workers and people striving for change. And maybe that has something to do with why I'm still so terribly in love with my wife. Of course, we've had our trials, moments of pain and of frustration, but there's simply something about Michelle. The passion I saw in her eye after the liberation theology class is still there. Whenever she walks into a room and I wasn't expecting her, and she looks at me, there is still that thrill.
That essay by novelist Marcos McPeak Villatoro, his latest book is Minos, a Romelia Chacon Mystery. This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.